Welcome to episode 176 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about casting your cares upon the Lord. Let's dive in. We live in crazy times. Whether you look at it from the COVID perspective or just the lawlessness and fear that is rising up around the world, or whether it's the American political election that is coming up, there is so much bait for anxiety and worry and trepidation and what are we going to do? I love what Scripture says in Psalm 37, verse 5. It says this, "Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass." Commit your way unto the Lord. That idea of committing your way unto the Lord has this idea of rolling the burden of your life upon the shoulders of God Himself. And the picture it paints is, if you can imagine, let's say I walk up to you and I say, "All right, you've got to carry a 1,000-pound burden across 500 miles of the desert." Now, I know some of you are probably strong. However, I am quite positive that none of us could carry 1,000 pounds across 500 miles of desert. But yet, if that was your commission, if that's what you were called to do, how on earth are you going to do it? Well, the secret is that you don't carry the weight. See, you grab this animal. It's a beast of burden. You know, it's like a camel or a donkey. And you take that burden that you're supposed to carry and all that weight, and you roll it upon the back of that beast of burden. And that beast, that camel or that donkey, bears the weight of that load. And then what is amazing is that you begin to take that camel and you can literally walk across 500 miles of desert, and you're taking that same weight along with you. And yet, here's the idea. You're not the one carrying all that weight and all that pressure and all that burden. So when you look at Psalm 37, verse 5, there's this brilliant idea that God is looking at us and through the mouth of David writes, "Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in Him." That what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to put our trust in Jesus Christ. And then we're to take the burden and this weight that we are carrying in our lives, and we are not to carry it. We are literally to roll it upon the back of Jesus. And you realize that He is the only one who can carry that weight. That yes, there's burdens, and yes, there are cares and concerns in the world today, and yet you are not to carry it. Charles Spurgeon, the great prince of preachers, was commenting on this verse, and listen to what Charles Spurgeon said about Psalm 37:5. Spurgeon says, "Commit your way unto the Lord. Roll the whole burden of life upon the Lord. Leave with Jehovah not your present fretfulness merely, but all of your cares. In fact, submit the whole tenor of your way to Him. Cast away anxiety. Resign your will. Submit your judgment. Leave all with the God of all. What a medicine this is for expelling envy. Oh, how blessed must be he who lives every day in obedience to it." What would it look like if you and I didn't carry the anxiety, the burdens, the cares of this world, and rather we trusted in the Lord our God? It's not that you don't go through difficulties and trials and sufferings, but you can actually delight in the middle of your sufferings and trials and difficulties because He is the one who is with you. He is the one carrying the weight, and He is our Prince of Peace. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus makes this declaration, and it's such a great reminder for this idea that you are not supposed to be carrying the weight of your life, that you can trust Him no matter the circumstance or the situation. Jesus says this in Matthew 11, verse 25. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What would it look like if you weren't trying to carry the weight of the world upon your shoulders? That's actually not your position. You weren't made to carry the burdens and the heavy load. Now, yes, you've still got to take the 1,000 pounds across 500 miles of desert, but you're not the one to be carrying it. You are led to take your concerns and your cares and roll it upon the shoulders of our Almighty God, and He will sustain you. In fact, if you read Matthew chapter 6, and I would highly encourage you to do this sometime today, but read Matthew 6, verses 24 through verses 34. And what's amazing about that passage is it's just a reminder from Jesus that we are not to act like the world around us, that the Gentiles worry about all these things, but your Heavenly Father cares for you. And as such, there is no need to worry or fear or live in anxiety. And yes, the COVID craziness for some crazy reason is continuing. And yes, the world is full of lawlessness and fear is encroaching. And yes, for those of us who live in America, we have this upcoming uncertainty about the political election. But you realize that there is no reason to fear or worry or have anxiety because your God cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7 is such a tremendous reminder of this reality. Peter reminds us that we are to cast all our cares upon Jesus, for He cares for you. Another translation says, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Another says, cast all your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. What would it look like to cast all of our cares, our worries, our anxieties upon the Lord? And that word cast, by the way, has this idea to throw upon or to place something. So what would it look like if we were to throw all of our concerns, all of our worries, and all of our anxieties upon Jesus? And He's willing to take it. Why? Because He cares for you. That same word for cast shows up in Luke 19, verse 35. It's the only other place that's used outside of this 1 Peter 5:7 passage. And it says in Luke 19 that they brought the colt unto Jesus, and throwing, that's the word, their cloaks upon the colt, Jesus sat upon it. Jesus is about to enter this triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And so what do the disciples and the people do? They throw their cloaks upon the colt. What if we did that with all of our anxiety, cares, and worry, and we would literally just place it, toss it from our shoulders and give it to the Lord? See, we are called to commit our way unto the Lord. We are to roll the burden of our life upon His shoulders. We are to trust in Him. Let me ask you, have you done that? Or are you trying to carry the load on your own? Are you trusting in the Lord our God? Are you living without fear and worry and anxiety because you have the Prince of Peace living inside of you? Or are you burdened down? Are you overwhelmed? Is your yoke heavy because you're trying to carry it all? The Lord Jesus Christ loves us and cares for us and says, hey, let me carry the burden for you. May I encourage you as we enter into this season, no matter what ends up happening with the political election, no matter how much longer this COVID craziness lasts, no matter what these groups are doing with lawlessness and rioting and vandalism and fear, you don't have to live like the world around you. You have actually been shaped and formed from an entirely different mold. Paul tells us that in Christ, you are a brand new creation. The old things have passed away. All those things that looked like the world around you, those things are gone. Behold, all things have become new in Christ Jesus. Let us rise up and live as Christians. Well, I hope that was just a fresh encouragement and reminder of how you and I are supposed to live. So let us commit our way unto the Lord. Let us trust in Him. Let us cast all of our worries and cares and anxieties upon Him, because He loves and cares for us. Well, for show notes of this episode, including a list of all those verses and that quote by Charles Spurgeon, please visit deeperchristian.com/176 for episode 176. And until next time, know I am praying for you that you would live this triumphant Christian life, and that you would build your life around the Prince of Peace Himself, Jesus Christ.